show you tell me is hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio.
All right, folks, we are back. National Intel Report. I'm your host, moderator, whatever you would like to call me. Just don't call me late for din-din. At any rate, it is Monday, the 4th of December, 2006. Program note on Wednesday, Dr. Adrian Krieg, prolific writer, he will be with us Wednesday. And the schedule for this week is still being put together, so I can't go any further than that, except to say next week we will have Cliff Carnicom on next Wednesday. I know that for sure. And either Tuesday or Thursday I'll have Mike Jones from Radio Free Austin back on air. He told me, he called me today with a follow-up. He said, look, he said the response was fantastic. He was getting calls from Washington, state of Washington, Maine, the Carolinas, East Coast, all over the place. People out there are hungry for the information. We're going to make it possible for people to go out there and affect thousands of people at a time. Not just onesie Tuesday, doing the old, what I call the Patriot dump. And you've run across these people before, folks. They're slathering. Their eyes are wide. They've got information. They've got videos. They've got printed information. They're just all full of it. And they what they want to do is they want to do what I call the Patriot dump. I'm not criticizing. Don't get me wrong here. I'm not criticizing these people that have a flame and a passion to get the information out. But I have warned people repeatedly. It is one thing to have information, but it's another thing entirely to invite that person to feed in the information trough, so to speak. You can give out information to people, and in 30 seconds, you can see them glaze over. Other people are more receptive. But I've urged people to be as good a listener as you are a talker. I don't care what comes up in just a casual conversation. We patriots are just loaded down with information, ready to spring it on any, I was going to say unsuspecting person, that's not the case, any person without the facts and the working basis of knowledge. And we have this tendency to just want to heap more and more and more. Well, the good thing about radio and what I've discovered, and especially starting the low-power FMs, getting on AM and FM stations, there's a heck of a lot of people out there listening. But they are just quietly listening. Maybe they haven't made up their mind. Maybe they're still sitting on that proverbial fence. I don't know what it is, but we have a lot of, I won't say casual listeners, but we have a lot of listeners, a lot of them out there. So one of these days, folks, you're going to have to buck up here. You know, just go that extra mile. Put up a low-power FM station. You know, start printing do the letters to the editor deal. I don't care what you have to do. Some people have taken out small personal in the personal ad space in newspapers. People have sent me these little ads that they put in. The cost is minimal, and they just pick out a website. People were sending me for a time there, rbnlive.com, because you can handle the truth. And that's all they would put, because you can handle the truth, rbnlive.com. And they would run that ad. It's only a two-liner. Cost them maybe $10 a week or whatever the case may be. However you feel moved to get the information out to other people. Because, folks, I wouldn't want to be in a position of trying to explain to somebody about this network and all the talk show hosts and all the varied subject matter that is talked about. There wouldn't be enough time in the day. The easiest way is to just get them to start listening. Once they start listening, they never turn it off. Very few percentage of the people out there can handle the truth. But the majority of them, they get addicted to it, and they become ambassadors for the truth and people that want to get this country back in its constitutional roots. We'll take the break. More of your calls after this.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, and as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks all revealed. It took us a lifetime to learn. Now you get it all. You can pay off your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. You can start this great hidden career today. Just give us a call at 1-780-457-7109. That's 1-780-457-7109. Again, that's 1-780-457-7109. Or visit us at www.windowgenie.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
This is a song I can't get out of my head. Get Your Hands in the Air by Bob Seger. I got to play this to get it out of my cranium. Turn it up.
I've seen two-time losers running everywhere, shouting, screaming, I was never there, with their hands in the air, hands in the air. Bad news messengers avoiding kings, cheating spouses, twisting the rings with their hands in the air. I got their hands in the air. As guilty as the wind out on the sea. Yeah.
a quicksand like a stone. Broken to the marrow of the bone.
I just had to do it. The name of that song, what's the name of the album? They don't do albums anymore. What is it? It's a Mystery, Bob Seger. That thing has got to be, I'm going to say 12, 13 years old. And a couple other cuts on that CD is 16 Shells from a 30-06, which is one of my favorites. And, of course, what you just heard, Hands in the Air. And also another song that started to be played on FM radio, Lock and Load. they saw fit to just kind of like drop that off. I guess there was no payola there. Of course, that coincided with the time that the militias were popping up all around the country. So I'm sure Big Brother had it cleared off the airwaves. But anyhow, I just had to get that out of my system. My apologies. Back to the phones here. Gary in Tennessee. Hello, Gary. Hi.
Down here in the woods is a real long telephone wire, and I get 26.4 kilobits per second throughput. And I've noticed that by using the 8K feed, I have less buffering problems than 16K, and 32K I have even more, and that makes no sense to me because your ISP is like a big rotary switch, and everybody that's hooked up gets so many milliseconds, I assume, of information coming out. But does it cost you less money if we listen on 8K versus 16 or 32?
No.
I thought I was saving you money.
No.
Okay, on shortwave listening, chemtrails are a definite factor in reception. Reception cleans up after a rainstorm goes through and clears out the air, and they typically spray in front of a front coming through.
Mm-hmm.
Youngstown, Ohio is the center of the spraying operation. It doesn't surprise me because I lived in Ohio for some time that that screws that up. Now, as far as listening on a shortwave radio, I've got my Sangean 909 and my CC radio here, which I bought both through you about 6 years ago. Computer crapped to bed, and so I had to go to shortwave. And I found that when it was real staticky, if I would detune either above or below your center frequency, 1 to 3 numbers, I guess that would be
hertz.
Kilohertz.
Kilohertz, yep.
Kilohertz, because it's on megahertz, that the interference would go away. And if it was really bad, I would go to upper or lower sideband. And typically, either upper or lower would work better than the other.
Yeah, I am. What I'm going to actually do here is I'm going to talk to WWRB. What I think I'm going to do is dump that 12180 frequency, daytime frequency. I'm going to try to find something in the 9 somewhere. At night, the 50-50 works well, but I noticed one thing you cannot do with it, and that's tune off of that 50-50. If you do, the signal degrades rapidly.
50-50 is rock solid. Yeah. I'm 60 miles from Nashville, rock solid. 12-180 has never, ever, ever worked for me during the daytime.
Well, and just to explain to the listeners out there that if they don't listen by shortwave, they're listening by computer or AM-FM station out there, whatever the case may be, that intrinsically, the higher the frequency, and here's the golden rule of thumb of shortwave. Before 6 p.m., the higher the frequency, that's good. After 6 p.m., the lower the frequency, that's good. But I've noticed with the WWCR's 12160, France's 12180, these frequencies, it's a hit or a miss deal.
Now, also on upper and lower sideband, I noticed a phenomenon. I'm an ex-ham op radio, first-class radio telephone with radar endorsement, the whole 9 yards. I could run a radio station. Anyway, when I would go to the sidebands, I would hear something, what I call a screamer. It starts out with a real high pitch and then goes down to a low pitch. And you know, when you tune in a single sideband, first you get the Donald Duck sound, sure. And then you adjust the dial, and pretty soon you get something you can understand. But there was this low frequency. And I think that's a part of a jamming process that was going on. And I always noticed that it got worse whenever you had somebody talking about something that they didn't like you to talk about. Now, that's another thing, another phenomenon.
Oh, you've noticed that also.
Oh, yeah. Now, old business. My jaw dropped, my panties went into a wad, and I got a snuggie you wouldn't believe when I heard that you only got 3K of pledges on your pledge drive.
Well, if that sent your...
I went ballistic. I'm an old man, 64 years old, and I'm living on a $750 Social Security check, and I'm sending $20 a month into RBN, and thank you for those envelopes. Boy, does that make it easy.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, and my question to you guys, you call them informational sponges, free riders, freeloaders, I call them. Is your damn country worth $20 a month? I mean, give me a break here. I mean, I live on nothing. I live in a lifestyle back in the 1800s, and quite frankly, I've had visits over that. But my parting shot, I guess, is one of your programs had a song on there by Johnny Cash. It's called Going by the Book, and it is so true to what's going on today that it's unreal. But you're doing a hell of a job, and damn you for taking up my Sunday time now.
Oh, well, we're...
You've got too much programming. I can't stand 100 hours this week. I was killing me.
Gary, thank you for your call.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. We'll take the break. 800-313-9443. I've got a couple articles here I'm going to go over. We'll continue the open phone format on this program. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
The truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com. Or call 702-953-0267.
This segment of the National Intel Report is brought to you by... can't get used to doing this. is brought to you by Headache Stagon, the all-natural cure for headaches. 800-327-0727 or the website headachestagon.com. And I guess what this stuff does is actually goes in and reinforces your little capillaries, all your little blood vessels in your head. So Headache Stagon, 800-327-0727. And I'm hearing a lot of good reports from back from people that suffer from migraines. They're no longer suffering. So if it'll kill a migraine, what will it do for your headache? One thing I wanted to mention, since I played that Bob Seger song, and it's still stuck in my head and I can't get it out, we're going to be doing a kind of a, I don't know, we haven't even decided what to call it yet. It's going to be a musical event. We're going to bring down the Patriot Boys from Pennsylvania. Bring those guys down here, Poker Face. We got a guy that works here at the network. He's been in a band for 10 years. He'll be playing. And also want to get Pride and Joy down for this event. They're out of South Waco, Texas. And outstanding. I mean, they really play some good music. Better than the guys that fronted... who were the guys that fronted for the Rolling Stones when you're down here, Daniel? Lost Lonely Boys? Yeah. He said they sucked. Well, no, they play some pretty good music. But these guys, and kind of a strange parallel here because the Lost Lonely Boys, I guess their father was in the band and, you know, all that, and then they hit their fame and daddy had to step aside, whatever. But Pride and Joy, the dad still plays with the band. He plays bass. And I forget the guy's name that that's on lead guitar, but they only have a three-piece band, drums, bass, and lead guitar. But I'll tell you what, I heard him down on 6th Street one night, and I thought what I was hearing was Stevie Ray Vaughan. And all of a sudden there was a technical problem or a glitch or a string broke. I forget what it was, and I thought, wait a minute, that's not recorded music, that's live. And I walked in this place and listened to these guys, and I was just literally blown away. Now, Austin likes to proclaim itself, you know, we've got Austin City Limits that can be seen on public television all across the country. A reputation for Austin being a music city, 6th Street, yeah. But I'll tell you what, I hadn't heard anything like these guys. So we're going to do this music event. I want to try to book these guys in as well as get Poker Face down here. Derek Dankoff that works here for the network, his band. We don't quite know all of what we're going to be doing here, but that's kind of a on-the-edge flavor of what we're going to be doing. And I told these guys, I said, find me a steel guitar player down here in Central Texas. I've had this little fantasy that I'm going to play out. And that's be on stage. And I want to do that Bob Seger song, Hands in the Air. Every time I hear that song, it just sends chills up my spine. I get tears in my eyes. So I've got to do that on stage. So I'm going to get Dan Koff's band and his good steel guitar player together. And what did I say? It's Einkoff. Einkoff, Einführer. Yeah. My producer is telling me here. It's Derek Einkoff. Dankoff is Mark Dankoff, which is on the network from 11 to 1. Thank you for clearing that up. At any rate, that's what I'm going to do. And I've got a strange kind of tie to Bob Seger, being from Michigan, only a few miles from Ann Arbor. He was really born kind of down in the Rouge River thing. He says he was born in Ann Arbor, Michigan. No, he wasn't. But that's where his claim to fame is. And one of the first recordings ever heard from Bob Seger that hit mainstream out there was Ramblin' Gamblin' Man back in the 60s. And this guy's still going. He just came out with a new album. I mean, he's still going strong. And I like this guy because he's a real human being. Yeah, okay, he plays rock and roll, but he's a real human being. You know, when I talk to people, I don't care what they do for a living. You know, movie actors, Hollywood actors. I've been talking a lot to some people out in Hollywood. And one guy's casting director, and he said, look, he said, I got to tell you what. He said, 95% of these people out here, you wouldn't want to know them. And in this pop culture society we have now, ladies and gentlemen, movie stars, stardom, whatever. You know, it's the glitz and the glamour and the PR and all the money spent promoting and all that other stuff. I said to this producer, I said, I don't care what they do for a living. Who are they when they're not doing what they're doing for a living? What kind of people are they? And he said, that's a good question. He said, you wouldn't want to know 95% of them. He said, but there are some real human beings. There's some real actual human life going on out here in Hollywood, albeit number-wise, smaller percentage. But there are good people out there. Doug in Texas, you're up. Hello, Doug.
Hey, John. How you doing?
Good.
Great network you have. Promoting the truth is just an awesome thing, and really happy to hear you loud and clear here in Round Rock, Texas. The thing I want to talk to you about is a lot of these pessimistic people that think, well, you know, nobody's hearing it, nobody's getting the message. I hear the music, so I'll let it carry over, I guess.
Yeah, just hang on. We'll carry you through the break. Tim in Texas, Ken in Louisiana, or is that Kenneth in Louisiana. What did I say? Ken in Louisiana? Well, we'll get to you anyhow. 800-313-9443. It's an open phone format for this Monday, the 4th of December. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellites is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Doug in Texas, go ahead.
Well, I was saying, John, that a lot of people get pessimistic about getting the truth out to people, and especially things like the Federal Reserve and 9/11. A lot of people think that nobody really wants to hear it, but you know, it's just not true. I had a buddy that just got out of the military, and it's actually going to a college here in Austin, and he's taking micro and macroeconomics. And you know, I explained a lot to him about the Federal Reserve, showed him Freedom to Fascism, which is a great film for anybody who really wants to see who pulls the strings of the New World Order.
That's right.
And a lot of it, so anyway, you know, I've showed a lot of this to him, and he's actually, you know, going to class and questioning his professor, said, you know, well, I guess economics, you know, everything that you learn is based on statistics, and they just look at the Federal Reserve as a, that's what it is, you just have to work around it.
Yeah.
And people don't realize that, like, you know, you get a lot of these left gatekeepers and so-called progressives out there. They'll sit around and piddle-paddle about the facts of, you know, what we can do to fix the recession, yada, yada, yada.
Sure.
But nobody points right back to the root of all of it, which is the Federal Reserve.
That's right.
I don't think that it ever gets, I think it, you know, as far as like 9/11 truth, the Federal Reserve is number two or number one in my book.
Well, and if you take a look at my friend, Dr. Bill Veith, that's been on this program many times.
Yeah,
you know,
great
guy. Yeah, that's his number one bailiwick because, you know, being a considered and thoughtful person, he's looked at this thing from all different angles, and he is absolutely, he says the root of our problem here is in the New World Order's funny money system, and that's exactly his bailiwick, and that's what he keeps hammering, and I can't say that I disagree with him.
Oh, no, I mean, you can bait around with all the consequences and how you can try to put Band-Aids on them, but you have to look at the root of the problem.
That's right.
You know, to lend the people of America the currency, you know, and have a sole monopoly on it, I mean, that interests nothing but the bankers. But anyway, what I was saying was, you know, so I showed him a lot of this stuff, and he was just like, you know, wow, I have to research it, and really got interested in it. And, you know, now people, when he talks to, you know, ask questions in class, people stay around afterwards and actually ask him questions, say, wow, you know, that's weird stuff, you know, and he just goes through, you know, like the Citizen's Handbook, which I recommend anybody or everybody get. It's good to have with you to know your rights at all times, you know, and goes back and says, well, look, you know, they say 4, possibly 8 states ratified this thing,
right.
You know, and it's just, it should have never gone through, but everybody was, you know.
Absolutely not. By the way, I'm glad you mentioned that. That's a great stocking stuffer, folks. I wanted to remind people, because it is getting closer to Christmas, give a gift that keeps on giving. One of them, you mentioned it, Doug, is America Freedom to Fascism. This is a very non-offensive, at least for the politically sensitive out there. It doesn't talk about Democrat or Republican. It doesn't talk about left or right. It just gives you the law, the on the issue of the Federal Reserve, the IRS, whatever else, done in kind of a lighthearted manner. But the message really strikes home, and it's palatable for those out there that do not. They're not too deep into this. In other words, they don't know their eggshells from a hole in the ground. So that's a great way. And also, the Citizens Rule Book that you just mentioned, Doug, also, we've got boxes of these things here. If you want to do something, you know, give something of real value for Christmas, thinking about a lousy little tie or maybe some monogrammed handkerchiefs or whatever, yeah, forget that. Give the network a call, 800. Where's my number here? 724-2719. And order Freedom to Fascism, or order the Citizens' Handbooks, or we have a new book in here. I have yet to call Michael Brown. I'm going to get him on the air. He's come up with a Bill of Rights handbook. This thing is about, I'll give you exact pages here. It is 141 pages long, and it goes through the entire Constitution and it brings you up to present day as to what they're doing and how they're violating it. A great, great book. Doug, thanks for your call, my friend.
Hey, John, keep at it. And I'm going to have to send you $20 now that I heard that you only pulled in $3K. That's horrible.
It is terrible. I mean, since, Doug, especially since, you know, we've got, how many people we have working for this network now? I know what my payroll is a week, and I'm astounded. But we've got a group of real dedicated, hardworking people in this place. I am just amazed at how smooth this little puppy is running. But we always are looking for funds to expand. I want to put up another bird. I want to bring on more talk shows. I want to give a greater variety out there. We're putting in our affiliate relations department, and that's going to be probably manned by a total of 5 people before all said and done. But we're looking to sign at least, and I don't know, blue sky this, but one of my guys said, you know, I'd like to sign up a station a week. He said, a station? He says, what's wrong with 4 or 5 a week? That kind of attitude I really like. So the funds that come into this network, folks, they're not buying yachts or fancy sports cars or building mansions out on Austin Lake down here. No, all the money that comes into this network is going right back into the network to expand the word, because time is short. Thanks, Doug, for your call. Tim in Texas. Hello, Tim. Tim,
hello,
you there.
Hello there, John.
Hi.
Last time I saw you, you grapped me out for never calling you, so I figured I'd better at least call in and get myself out of trouble with you. And if people think you're buying yachts and high-dollar sports cars on $3,000, they're living on the wrong planet or something.
I'm telling you.
I tell you. You know, I've got a couple of songs myself that what we might ought to do is I'll finish finish them on the CD and bring them up there and let you play them on the air. And I figure people will like what they hear, because so far I've got pretty good reviews of the people that are awake and understand what's going on, because that's the kind of songs they are. We could just, you could play those on your program, and then if people want to buy them, well, I'll just, you can just keep the money.
Well, you know what? I was thinking about this. I just played Bob Seger's Hands in the Air. I don't know if you heard that or not.
Yeah, sure did.
Yeah, and the thought dawned on me. I mean, that's great, but it's in mono. What we're looking to do is, once we can justify putting up a star guide, an ABC star guide, which is going to roughly cost this network about $50,000 a year, but that's the Mac Daddy, and that's their electronic godhood out there in Radio Land. But that is capable of doing stereo. And what I'd like to do, I'd really like to do some music hours on this network. And I think that can be promoted, because everybody likes good music, you know, bluegrass and country and
yeah,
good old-fashioned rock and roll, you know, none of this Nine Inch Nails crap.
You seem to show up to listen to it every now and again.
Yeah, don't I, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were out at Snuffy's. My wife and I came out there a couple of times. You play out on Snuffy's and Hutto on Route 79.
That's right, and I'll be out there probably on the 13th.
On the 13th. And by the way, I'm glad you called in. I don't know if Danny's gotten it up on the website yet, but you've got a Harley Davidson that you've got to sell, because physically you're not able to ride anymore. And my heart goes out to you, my friend, because I know how much you used to love to ride.
Yeah, we had fun, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah. We had a few good days there.
Couldn't keep up with me, though, could you?
Well, no, I always like to put my target ahead of me, so I never lose sight of it. I'm not into that high-speed precision.
I remember one day I blasted by you on it. We was on a bridge. We'd gone to lunch or something. We was coming back to the studio after lunch, and I blasted by you, and we pulled up to the next stoplight, and you said, "Man, that thing's loud."
Which immediately I had to go out and drill my pipes out, if you remember correctly. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what you did.
Yeah, yeah. Well, at any rate, you've got to sell this Harley. I'm glad you called in.
Yeah.
You have to sell this Harley off.
Unfortunately, Bob's on the chopping block.
Yeah.
My back and neck just won't take it anymore, and my car is just about to dust, so... You know, when I bought that Harley, I bought it kind of as a savings for, you know, future reference, because there ain't no sense in putting any money in the bank, because you're just losing money there.
There you go.
And so I bought this, and then turned around, and now everybody's got Harleys, and if anybody has a little mishap on one, they want to sell it, you know? And,
yeah.
And they're just not real bikers. They just went out because it was a fad.
It was trendy.
Yeah, and now everybody's trying to sell one, and I've got this beautiful motorcycle that I have taken care of, like, you know, with gloves on.
If your place was big enough, you would have slept with the thing. Tell the truth.
Yeah, I would have. And I did everything but that up until now, and now he just sits out under his cover in the carport, and he hates it because he wants to be ridden, but I just can't.
Well, what is it, and what are you asking for it?
It's a 2000 model Harley Davidson Super Glide. It's a FXD model, and it's got the full stage one Harley Davidson soup up kit on it. So it's just rocket fast, and it's got it's a convertible style. It's got the clip off windshield and clip off sissy bar and clip off saddlebags. And it has the floorboards on it instead of the foot pegs,
which are extremely comfortable.
Oh man, this thing is just, you know, it's the nicest ride that I could have ridden, and it's just, if my back wasn't so bad, John, I would be keeping it and riding it instead of worrying about buying a new car.
What are you asking for the bike?
I've got to have 10.5 out of it, and I'd probably, you know, if somebody waved 10 at me, I'd probably take it.
All right, and do you have a phone number that somebody can call you then? Call you on it?
You bet. It's 512-764-2031.
And if you want to, and I'll tell you what. Machines don't have hearts, they don't have souls, but sometimes I have to wonder, especially when you pick up something that had a previous owner to it, I think the spirit of that person carries with that machinery. So anybody out there looking for a Harley, a 2000 Harley. It's priced right. If you go out and try to buy a new Harley now.
Yeah, those Super Glides are way on up there now.
Yeah, HD doesn't stand for Harley Davidson. HD stands for $100.
Yeah, every time you walk in, you're going to drop a $100 bill, and I'll vouch for that. This one's only got 17,000 miles on it, and I've changed every fluid in it every 2,500 miles since I bought the thing.
It's a real cream puff, and I'm sorry you have to get rid of that, but anybody out there looking for a bike, 512-764-2031.
Yeah, John, and really I just wanted to call in and say thank you for all y'all's work. You and Sandra have built up a real bang-up operation up there, and both of y'all have worked your hearts out for it, and you've done a real godsend job, you know, to all of us that are awake, and you know, in a way, it kind of helps the stupid ones out there too. That at least there's some of us out here that are fighting for our rights.
You wouldn't happen to know a steel guitar player, would you?
No, not a steel, a dobro and a lap. Guitar play lap steel, but not a pedal steel player.
Okay, well, a lap steel will work.
Well, I happen to know one of those, and he's fixing to put a few tracks on some of my songs out at our studio.
Well, so I'll tell you what we've got to do, because I want to incorporate a lap steel guitar in Eric Dankoff's band, or Derek Einkoff's band. I'll
okay,
get that
yeah,
straight.
Yeah.
And I really, I want to live out my fantasy. I want to do that Bob Seger song on stage. Hands in the air.
Are you sure you're looking for a steel, or are you looking for a slide guitar player?
Maybe it's a slide.
I'm thinking if it's the song that I listen to, I do believe that was a slide guitar.
Okay.
I don't think it was a pedal steel or a lap steel. I'm thinking you're... In fact, if he'd shoot through it another time like a bumper, I'll be able to tell in a heartbeat. And if you want, you can just call me after a while and we'll talk about it. And listen up. I was serious. I'll dedicate my talent and my time, and we'll record a couple of my original Patriot songs. And we'll do a good job on them, and you can sell them and keep the money and put it towards RBN.
Well, I'll tell you, I appreciate that very much. Thank you, Tim.
Okay, buddy.
All right, sir. Okay. Yeah, I've known Tim. He's one of the first people that I met down here in Texas, and he's been a friend for a long time. And, Tim, thank you. I appreciate it, my friend, very much. Yeah, I'll tell you what, just for the heck of it, yeah, on the way out, not now, but on the way out, just play that song again. I'm going to get this out of my head, and this way, my friend here will be able to tell me whether it's what did he say, a pedal steel guitar and a lap steel guitar or slide guitar. Now, a slide guitar, isn't that just where the thing on the pinky? You know, it's funny you should mention that. This guy that's the lead guitar of Pride and Joy, he was doing it with a beer bottle. He was playing songs using a towel. And it's the most incredible thing I've ever seen. I've seen good guitar players. I've seen Jimi Hendrix play. I have seen Eric Clapton play. I have seen some of the Robin Trower play. I've seen Jeff Beck play. I've seen some of the best guitarists in the world. And I got to tell you something. This guy, we got to get him. They're a local group here out of South Waco, Texas. And Pride and Joy, we got to get these guys on stage. They blow the Lost Lonely Boys away. Okay? So hang on, Central Texas. We're going to get a music venue together here, and it's going to be great. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Kenneth in Louisiana. Hello, Kenneth.
Hello, John. No, long time, no talk.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, most people want to be popular in our society, and most people want to be accepted. So they become selfish whores or political brown nosers. And if you ask me, I think it's a shame. But if one wants to be a true Christian or a true patriot, it's about telling the truth and exposing lies. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree.
Okay. To me, one of the biggest lies or the two biggest lies in our society today is the war in Iraq. And I think and another one, which is not talked about too much, is integration. And it's a sad thing to see many of our young white people not even acting white today. And it's also interesting how much crime. I'm 39 years old, and I never heard the media out of New York City, the Jewish Zionist media, ever talk about how much how many white people have been murdered, raped since Martin Luther King's integration movement.
It just goes
to show you how selfish those people are in New York.
Yeah, and the sad thing, Kenneth, is any time that we start talking about white people and, you know, we went through the decades of, black power and the clenched fist and all this stuff, and then we discovered that most of it was communist backed just to upset the fabrics of society and whatever else. And I'm not advocating that anybody kill that break, Mr. Producer. That anybody in this country should be denied, or this country or anybody in the world, based on their color or creed or whatever, should be denied, you know, because God is the head man on the freedom and liberty issue. Without God, we wouldn't have anything. But Kenneth, when to the uninitiated out there, because of the propaganda campaign going on, I don't know if you heard Mark Dankoff's program today, but what I said 2 weeks ago, with this schmuck that what was his name that was on what is it? Okay, yeah, look it up. This character that used the N-word. Well, that was all planned, and there's going to be reparations he's going to make of millions of dollars to people's feelings that he hurt out there, and so on and so forth. Look, I've had it with the hyphenated American stuff, African American, this American, that American. If you're in this country, then you're bound by its constitution and its law and its principle. Now, you can run around and spout whatever Marxist or pragmatic stuff that you want to spout, and that may be fine. In a free country, that works. But when the country starts working the way you believe, there's a lot of things that aren't compatible, that are not compatible with a constitutionally limited republic out there. So, Kenneth, what I'm saying here is that we're pushing this huge boulder up the hill, and every time we talk about a subject like that, boy, I can just see the people up in New York just cringing, going, oh, they're anti-black, or oh, they're anti-Semitic, or they're not tolerant, they're not this or not that. People have caught on to their game, and they're finding ways around that.
Fair enough.
All righty, sir. Appreciate it very much. Thank you for your call. Mike in almost beautiful downtown Round Rock, Texas, is the way I have it on my screen. Hello, Mike.
It's Mike in Round Rock. How you doing today, John?
Good.
Great. Hey, I just had to call in on you. In defense of the Nine Inch Nails, I beg to differ with you. There's at least one song that I've heard that has some lyrics that are definitely anti-New World Order. So may not like the music, but I think they're... I think they're brothers with us, and I think they're on the same page. You know, I don't think they're out to do anybody any harm. And there's another, you know, there's a number of other groups out there that, you know, may not be to your musical liking, but they do.
Yeah, the problem
they are on the same page.
Yeah, but Mike, the problem I'm having here with Nine Inch Nails, it's so damn satanic and cultish, though.
Yeah, well.
You know,
I heard a song that. You know, it mentions thing. It's not about you. It's about me. You know, and that's what the New World Order is about. They're not. They don't care about us. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. All they care about themselves.
That's
true. That was the message that I heard them saying. So, you know, in their defense, I think they're with us. You know, they're not with the bad guys.
Well, Mike, if you don't mind, I don't think you'll ever hear Nine Inch Nails played on this network, my friend.
Well, I don't expect to, John. I really don't. I'm not saying go out there and play them. I just, you know, I think, you know, no matter what you look like or what you're, you know, come across as, you know, you might not be as bad as you look on the outside.
All right,
you know,
Mike. Hey, thanks for your call.
Hey, you bet.
I appreciate it. Go ahead and roll that. We'll just go out here with hands in the air. I got to play this thing again, folks. I'm going to live out my fantasy. I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to do this thing on stage. I swear I am. So get ready, you criminals out there. Get your hands in the air. The gig is up. You got to get your hands in the air. We'll see you tomorrow.
Time losers running out. in the air. Hands in the air. I've seen bad news messengers avoiding kings, cheating spouses, twisting the rings with their hands in the air. I got their hands in the air. As guilty as the wind out on the sea.
Our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.